Paul Given is with us now on this very, very important subject, Paul. And look, I'm not knocking flag protesters, and I'm not knocking people who go out and protest over parades and all that kind of stuff. But we don't rally as a society about issues like this. And there's a question mark about why we don't, Paul. What's on our priority list anymore, rather than keeping ourselves alive and keeping our loved ones alive, Paul? There needs to be a bigger discussion about this, right?
There does, and your programme and what you're doing this morning is bringing it right into the public attention, because these are issues that MLAs will be dealing with at a constituency level. We all have our own family members, and we have friends, and you know, cancer isn't something that we're immune to as individuals either. So this is very real for politicians as well. So it's not just an academic debate. It's something that we see day and daily in our constituents. And a friend of mine who I served with on a board of governors passed away recently. And he had cancer for over 10 years and he needed specialist drugs. And I can vividly recall the phone calls I had with him, the letters that I exchanged with ministers of health to try and get these specialist drugs and trials. And it was some of the most difficult conversations that I've ever had with an individual, because you're dealing with life and death. And you can see how much it means to the wider family circle, to the grandchildren of that individual, to his children, to his wife. And you want to do everything possible to help that individual. So we're coming to this very sympathetically. And I know Minister Wells wants to see greater access to these specialist drugs that can help prolong people's lives so that they can spend that important time with their family. So it's an important debate, and it's a debate that we all need to get engaged in.
It's the prescription charge idea that Edwin Poots had floated, that we understand Minister Wells is sympathetic to as well, which would be that we would reintroduce prescription charges, Paul, in Northern Ireland, of up to £25 a year per person. What's stopping that? Did Sinn Féin block it?
Well, I don't know the detail of what happened at that particular point in time. I know Edwin was sympathetic to this position, and obviously it's something that we're needing to give consideration to. You have to look at the reality of the financial constraints that we have in Northern Ireland. And whenever there are specialist drugs that are being made available elsewhere in the United Kingdom, but in Northern Ireland, we don't have the same ability to access them because of our finances, then we need to be coming up with solutions to overcome that. And you can look at, and I listened to Fergal McKinney, and we have found over £500 million of efficiencies in the health service over the past number of years, and they've all been redirected to the front line with more doctors, more nurses, but we still don't have enough money to provide these specialist drugs.
Paul, I want to bring to you once again what Brian said. And Brian is dead now. Brian passed away recently, and he features in the film tonight. And before I play this to you, I emphasise again, Paul, that this is not an attack on the DUP or any other individual political party. But have a listen to what Brian said when he was in hospital and he desperately needed drugs. And he said this to me just a few weeks ago.
Well, it's like a death sentence, really, because I paid my taxes. I was managing director of a company. We made money and we paid corporation tax. So we've contributed to the UK exchequer in every sense. And they're going to kill me by not having the drug available, I'm afraid, in the long term, unless they change their policies. It's, you know, whether that's manslaughter or could even be murder. But
he goes on to say, as you'll see tonight, Paul, he goes on to say that people in Sinn Féin, SDLP, DUP and every party in Stormont should know that cancer will come to their homes. And he was appealing to you when you saw this film to do something about it.
Sorry, I thought something was going to get played there, Stephen.
No.
I can understand when someone is in that position that they will want to blame other people for sometimes the circumstances that they are in, and they want to have more action taken. But MLAs aren't immune to this, and we have our own party colleagues, even within my own party, We have colleagues that have had cancer that are still getting treatment for cancer. So this is something that we're acutely aware of that we want to address. And I know Jim Wales will want to try and take forward measures to see how we can provide greater assistance to it. But it does require a collective will amongst all of the politicians at Stormont to try and achieve this. And at a time whenever Stormont was awash with money, you were able to abolish the prescription charges that I can remember having to pay for, but now they're free. And I have to get prescriptions myself. I have a mild form of asthma. It's not serious, but I need to get inhalers on a frequent basis. And I'm embarrassed to walk in and not have to make a small contribution towards that. And I would actually find it empowering to be able to make some contribution for my prescription charges if I knew that it was going to go and help provide the assistance that some people in our community need.
Well, Paul, thank you very much indeed for coming on. We will hear from Sinn Féin after 10 this morning. And if you are interested in this whole cancer issue, this documentary featuring many, many families across Northern Ireland, and you can follow their journeys with cancer. Unfortunately, some of them are no longer alive, and we only started filming a year ago. We'll be on BBC One tonight starting at 10:40.